In the capital of Liberia alone, Ebola has killed more than 1,300 people. But most of Monrovia's 1 million residents remain healthy. NPR's John Hamilton is in Monrovia, and as he found, the challenge for the healthy is to maintain their lives in a city reshaped by those deaths.
It's market day, and downtown Monrovia is teeming with shoppers and merchants and people just hanging out. It looks like commerce as usual until you notice all the Ebola buckets, elevated plastic containers with spigots that deliver a chlorine solution for hand washing. One of those buckets is next to the hair salon where Angie Gardier does braiding and weaving. She says her afternoon is going very slowly.
Yeah, business, not too fine. Since the Ebola, things not been well with us. Even the customer afraid of us, and we ourselves too afraid of the customers. So for that reason, no customer.
And no customers means no food money.
No way to find food for tomorrow. No food.
A block away is a street where you can buy just about anything, from cassava to clothing to outdated cassette tapes. A man in a faded Monty Python t-shirt is pushing a wheelbarrow full of plastic toys and slippers.
Oh yes, I can be hungry because I live a dollar a day.
Since Ebola, he says, he's been living on a dollar a day. Not far away, on Mamba Point, there's a winding alley lined with wooden stalls. Local artists come here to sell carved wooden crocodiles and paintings of tropical scenes. Swakali runs SK African Arts Shop. He describes one of the paintings.
These are people along the creek. This is a river. These are people buying fish along the beach.
Kali says he used to sell a lot of art to missionaries. Now they're too frightened to come inside his store.
Yeah, I walk to town sometimes. I walk back in the evening. I will just come to clean the shop and go back.
A two-hour walk just to clean the shop. Kali says on some days he doesn't sell a single painting. But he continues to hand out his business card, and he hasn't let go of his dream.
I want to extend my education, but the money is very slow.
On a busy sidewalk outside the Monrovia Sports Bar, a loan shark sits beneath a brightly colored umbrella, waiting for customers.
I'm Dix Monger, D-I-G-G-S, M-O-N-G-E-R. I'm a money exchanger.
Monger offers short-term loans in Liberian dollars at 25% interest.
A loan, 1,000, 2,000, come with interest, 25% interest.
Food money. A lot of people here go home without it since Ebola arrived. Monger says many of his customers have lost their jobs and can't repay their loans. So he started requiring collateral. Inside the bar is Antonio Francis Tuan, a man who doesn't need a loan.
I'm a lawyer by profession. I work with a private institution.
He's here to watch his favorite English football club, Arsenal. Tuan says when Ebola first arrived, he and his friends stayed home.
Yeah, when it started, we stopped coming for some time. But now Ebola crisis, there's some economic problem. It's not everybody working, you know. So you don't have people coming like as before.
So the bar is about half full. Tuan sits near the door and not too close to other patrons. He says the Ebola bucket outside gives him some confidence that it's safe here.
Since there was some measure put in place that you got to wash your hands constantly, we can come here at least, come and relax a little bit, have fun, and go back home. Remove the stress from your mind.
Having fun, relieving stress, people here say those are some of the hardest things to do in the time of Ebola. John Hamilton, NPR News, Monrovia, Liberia.